Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, based on Steli's request,
yes,
what are we going to talk about, Steli?
We are going to talk to the master of user testing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You know, a recent black belt, if I'm correctly informed, in user testing on how the fuck to do user testing for your startup, your product, and your market. So Heaton, I know that there was a time where you probably didn't do a lot of user testing, like actually like paying strangers or taking strangers, putting them in front of your product, having them click around and try to use the product and then express their opinions, their confusions, and their experience so you have more data on what works and what doesn't work with your product. There was a time where I probably didn't do much of that. And recently, you have done a shit ton of that. Like, you've done a tremendous amount of user testing. So I just want to tap into that black level, you know, mastery of yours and take some of those golden nuggets that you've acquired in terms of your learnings, share it with everybody that's listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I could write a lot on this, and I already have. I could say a lot on this, but what I really believe is that there's basic building blocks to everything, no matter how complicated or daunting it seems at first. And through practice, you find those basic building blocks, and then it's just on, and you build from there. So basically, with user testing, we use usertesting.com all the time. It is the tool we use. We also use usabilityhub.com for certain types of user tests. So there's these two tools. Everyone asks me, what the fuck do I use to do user testing if I'm going to do it? I also get a lot of people who ask me, I can't do this myself. Can someone else do this for me? So here's the deal. I don't know anyone that can do this for you, unfortunately. I've written up instructions that are shared on my email list that I haven't written into a guide or blog post yet. But if you email me at Heaton, H-I-T-E-N, at producthabits.com, make sure you sign up for the email list first. But I will, and if you're already on it, great, I will send you those emails personally if you're really into this after you hear what I have to say about it. Okay, I had to get that out of the way, Steli, because
yeah,
like the amount of emails I get about this is pretty high. And especially when we were doing these. So we user tested a bunch of sites, Duolingo, Mixmax, and Grammarly to understand onboarding. Onboarding meaning that process people use to sign up for a product. We user tested those three products because we thought they had fantastic onboarding and we learned a ton about them. We did this about late last year, or actually early this year. I don't remember anymore. I think it was late last year. And we learned a ton about user testing. And in the beginning, I thought it was for experts. And I have people at my company, different companies actually, that do user testing all the time. But that's part of their kind of holistic job, and they do a bunch of other stuff. And so I really want to learn it myself because I realize that it's actually easier than I thought. And the key to user testing is whether it's your own website, prototypes before you actually build them, but you've already designed them, or someone else's website or app or mobile app or whatever, you can user test it. So I'll give an example. The other day, a company launched in my space, one of the spaces I work on in terms of product and one of my businesses. And within 10 minutes of knowing they launched, I had a user test running on their homepage because that's all they had. It was like some early access page they launched. And it was like really thorough. And what I wanted to know was, how is their message resonating with people? Period. Does it make sense? Is it clear? They had a bunch of messaging that was different than ours, or our proposed messaging in the future. And we've done a lot of user testing on this business already, and we wanted to learn that. So literally, I set the test up in 10 minutes while my team and I were actually just looking at that competitor just for fun. It was later in the evening, and we realized that they had something new. And within an hour, we had videos with people spending 6 to 10 minutes talking about that homepage to us and telling us everything that confuses them, what they understand about it, and what they don't. And the amount of information we got in just that one user test with five people looking at it is probably more information than they have about their homepage. And you know how I know that? We learned a lot of things that they're doing wrong just by that user test. So it's like, you know, for me, it's like this, like, come to Jesus, so to speak, moment. Mm. Once I realized that this is a tool in my tool belt that's really powerful for many different things. Now, here's the weakness. I just said that there's 5 videos that are 6 to 10 minutes long. Holy crap. I have to watch them. Mm-hmm. I don't just have to watch them. I have to watch them and transcribe them. And then I watch them, I transcribe them, then I analyze them. So it takes time. You can pile these up and do it. It's easy to set up the test, actually. But the harder part, and why I believe people don't do it, is the amount of time it takes to analyze these results. And that, you know, you can outsource it or you can try to and all that. But at the end of the day, I believe the barrier to people doing it is the fact that they don't want to spend the time. But think about it. If a competitor launches something, don't you want to know what's up?
Yeah.
Don't you want to know what people think about it? Isn't that important to you? Especially if it's a core feature that you're building or it's a direct competitor. So that's one aspect. I'm not saying that's the only reason you do user testing. Another reason you do user testing is, like, if you are building something and you don't know what you're building, like, you don't know, you're just building something and you design it, how do you know that it's the right thing? How do you know what's wrong with it? Most people will be like, oh yeah, I just build it and then launch it and then a bunch of people use it and then I go find out. I think that's backwards. I'll be crass a little bit. I think it's ass backwards. Because if you go all the way to building it and wasting all the engineering and design resources and time to go implement it, and then it's not right, wouldn't you want to know that earlier if you could? So what user testing does is lets you put things in front of people and really figure out, and this is the key, what's screwed up about it? What's not working? What's confusing? So the way I think of user testing is to understand where this experience, this homepage, this design, this onboarding experience, this app is failing people, where people get confused, where they don't understand what's going on. And those insights are pure gold. And I can iterate a whole product in probably a month, however expansive as you want, with just a designer and user testing and nail it. And I still haven't launched anything. And some people will be like, wait, aren't you supposed to launch fast? Yeah, I've been launching it every freaking day to 5 people who could see it and tell me what's crappy about it. Yes, I've been launching it for sure. And then I have months of learning that I got in a month just because I didn't waste time having to build it. I didn't waste time. I focused on figuring out what's the problem. Because here's the thing. When you're designing something or developing something, you don't always know where the problems are until you launch it. Even then, when you launch it, you don't get to ask the same type of questions to people. These are people getting paid to tell you where you suck. It's like a trainer. I look at these user testers like training me to figure out where I need to double down and spend more effort. Because I missed the mark. This experience sucks, or this homepage copy sucks. And you keep iterating it without having to do it in public. You keep iterating it without having to launch something and waste all those precious resources on things that are not working. So there's my long rant on user testing.
Fucking.
What else you got?
I fucking love it. All right. So let me ask you one question, Heaton. If you had to guess, how many of these user test videos in total, I want the total number, have you watched in the past 3 to 6 months?
Damn. probably easily a few hundred. Easily.
Easily a few hundred, huh?
Easily. Like easily. We do divide and conquer them sometimes and like split them up and do half and half or 3 to 2 or whatever. But yeah, easily a few hundred.
All right. So listen, so even if we, to simplify this, let's say it's 300, right? Let's say you watch 300 user testing videos in the past 3 to 6 months. For those who are listening to us, that's the reason why Heaton stays ahead of the fucking curve. When you're like, huh, I wonder, why is Heaton so knowledgeable? It's because even after decades of being an entrepreneur and hundreds of products launched and all the success he had, he puts in the fucking work. He puts in the fucking work, right? So let me translate that to you. Your competitors are not... I would bet money that there's a 99% chance that your direct competitor hasn't watched a single user testing video in the last 3 to 6 months, right?
Easy to say that.
Easy to say that, right? And you know, people know we don't make these types of generalizations often. It depends is one of our favorite things to say, but this is easily the true. So here's the challenge for everybody out there. You don't have to be a Heaton Shaw to outrun your competitor, right? Because most of us are in the pleasant position to not have to compete with Heaton directly in our lives. So all you have to do in the next 2 weeks is to commit to watching, you know, what do we want to say, Heaton? What's an easy number that's still meaningful? Next 2 weeks, how many user test videos should somebody put in commission?
You know what?
Watch?
Just run one user test.
One
user. Do me a favor and watch five videos and do it on your homepage or your competitors, and literally just ask people to explore the homepage and for each section, explain it in their own words, and then ask them what's confusing about this homepage and ask them if there's anything missing on it. Those are like three or four questions. You can usertesting.com, sign up and just try it out. That's it. Just a homepage, like, you know, a nice little long homepage or even a short one, whatever. And make sure you run a 5-second test, as the first sort of task. That's it. It's pretty simple. Like, just do that, because that'll be more than what 99% of people are doing each week.
If you do that, if you're one of the people that take action and do this, send us an email, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. Tell us you've done the testing. Tell us what you've learned. Tell us what you've accomplished. And I will personally, and Heaton, you're welcome to join in or not, but I'm happy to fund the next 2-3 user tests you make as a little price to pay, right? We'll fund your next 2 user tests, and we will